What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I am happy, I am thrilled to be coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. You could be here in the South with me. You could be up North with super producer and host Dave Shepard. You could be hanging out on the West Coast, the Midwest, the mountains. You could be in Texas. What's up, Louisiana? Shout out to everybody tuned in on WWL. What's up, Matt? And thank you to everybody in Canada, too. Congratulations, Canada. I don't know why, but just congratulations, okay? I get started, though. Every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. If you missed last hour of the show, simple. Free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody locked in live on your local affiliate. People tuned in on SiriusXM channel 158. Much love to all the truck drivers. Maybe they do know what's in the back of their truck, but thank you for delivering stuff. I appreciate you. And then also, if you got a smart speaker, you can always just say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. And you can do that any time of the day, not just when I'm here. But anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I am also a human being. I'm not just a voice emanating through your damn speakers. You can find me digitally because I'm a human. Social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, I am at JR Sport Brief. You know, last night we looked for the Miami Heat to get the Boston Celtics the hell up on out of here. The Celtics, they live to see another day. They'll be in action tomorrow night back in Boston. And so the finals, they're not all the way set. You know, the Denver Nuggets are sitting around waiting to see what happens. But tonight in the NHL, we do have a team from South Florida who just got the job done. It's the Panthers. The Florida Panthers are going to the Stanley Cup Finals. They just beat the Carolina Hurricanes, the final score, 4-3. It looked like Carolina was trying to avoid the sweep of Florida. Well, they didn't just lead. Well, at that point, they led the series. They just won it. They were winning 3-2. And then Carolina tied it back up at 3-3. And then Tkachuk, who scored a goal in the first period, came back with 5 seconds left in the third to say, man, we don't got time for another game. We don't got time for an overtime. 5 seconds left, I'm putting in a goal, and I'm going to the Stanley Cup Finals. As a matter of fact, I want you to take a listen to it right now, courtesy of the Panthers Radio Network.
Reinhardt in the circle, shot, and it's fought off by Anderson. Barkov right circle, down to the goal line. Tkachuk in front of shot, he scores! He scores! He scores! Matthew Tkachuk, a power play goal! It's 4-3 Panthers with 4.3 seconds to go in regulation time.
Hey, well, listen, they hung on for those last 5 seconds, and they are going to the Stanley Cup Finals. Hey, here's the deal. Matthew Tkachuk, he ties an NHL record for the latest series-winning goal in regulation and postseason history. And then here's an additional kind of stat that you might have to go, oh, this is interesting. These are the same Florida Panthers who knocked off the Bruins, who had more wins than any team in NHL history in the regular season. The Panthers become the first team to reach the Stanley Cup Finals by defeating the team with the top betting odds to win the Stanley Cup, entering each round in each of the three series wins. And so nobody expected the Florida Panthers to be here. You can also probably say the same thing about the Miami Heat. No one expected them to be here, and here they are. The Panthers go into the Stanley Cup Final, and the Miami Heat, they're still trying to ward off the Boston Celtics to join them as well. Shout-outs to everybody down in South Florida having a good old time and having a good old evening. As we continue on with the show, I do want to let you know this. I want to say, in about 10 or so minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with one of the greatest boxers that I have ever seen in my life. I've always had a great time speaking with him. He was inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. His name is Andre Ward. He decided to retire at 32-0. He just beat the living hell out of Kovalev. He won that Super 6 tournament. He was in the movie Creed. He's from Oakland. And Showtime has a documentary about Andre Ward. And it really details his life, which is, it ain't been all that easy, but he's been able to turn it around into a positive. And he really revealed some things that he never discussed while he was an active fighter. And so we will talk to Andre Ward. He's going to join us in the next segment. And this is definitely something that I want to broach with him. Knowing Andre's background, and here I'll tell you, he sold drugs for a point of his life. We know he went to the Olympic team. I want to ask him about fame. I want to ask him about handling fame. I want to ask him about retiring early and the process of retiring. He left at his peak, left a lot of money on the table, and wanted to go out on his own. And so I'll even ask him about everything going on with LeBron. But I really want to ask Andre Ward what he thinks about Ja Morant. Like, what are your thoughts on this dude? Early this morning, because social media is it's been real kind to Ja Morant already, or he's utilized it for the correct purposes. Ja Morant went on Instagram. He was in his stories, and he posted a series of photos. And he captioned, and this is with his family, he captioned each one by saying, just bye. Bye to his dad, bye to his mom, bye to his little girl. Like, why are you saying bye to your family? So much so that the local police department in Memphis decided to do a wellness check at this man's house to make sure that he was not suicidal, that he did not injure himself, that he did not harm himself, that he was okay. I mean, well, damn. Has he not done enough harm to himself and his reputation? And we say this, he has made dumb mistakes. He needs to reevaluate his life. That's why I say it's not a matter of whether or not he was carrying a weapon or a gun. He needs to be away from the game of basketball. Because basketball is not going to save him. It's been reported that he's fine. He's okay. And Ja Morant told the police officers who went and did the wellness check that he's taking a break from social media. Well, I can tell you this. Ja Morant is doing nothing but crying out for help. I don't know what his issue is. I don't know what his problem is. But maybe he should put the phone down. I know he went to rehab down in Florida. Maybe he should go there and stay. You know, it's an unfortunate circumstance when you look at what has taken place, how he is just damaged the opportunity in front of him. He just lost that Supermax, but you can't take away the money that he already has unless he has the contract voided through his own issues and mistakes. But I wish nothing but the best for Ja Morant. And I don't know what the Grizzlies' holdup is. They've suspended him from team activities. I guess he got too much time on his hands. Not that he would maybe be in the facility now. I'm sure he can find any gym to get into. The NBA, they're not going to be in a rush to impose a punishment or a suspension. The season doesn't start until October, September. I just hope this is the last we hear to do. The next time I hear Ja Morant's name, I'm hoping that he is really and truly going through a process where he can become a better person, a healthy person. Because all these cries for help, man, how long before it's not a cry and before it's just a travesty? And so, yes, he is a human being. You wish and hope the best for him. I just hope that nothing catastrophic takes place between now and then. Ironically, Geno Smith, yeah, that Geno Smith of the Seattle Seahawks, he spoke to the media yesterday. And he talked about athletes and their mental health and being able to be treated like humans. I want you to take a listen to what Geno had to say.
You know, I think mental health is very important to everybody, you know, not just athletes, but to the entire world. Obviously, there's a ton of stress that, you know, everyone's under, and people cope with them in many different ways. And so I think the more that we can just talk about it, you know, just, you know, shed light on mental health, I think it creates this safe place for people where they feel like they can be vulnerable and can express themselves. So that they can get better. And so I think that's what, you know, that's the importance of it to me. I think that's the cool part is that people got to see my story. They got to see me go through, you know, the hard stuff and then obviously to get some success later in my career. And I know a lot of people want to hear about what was my mental state, you know, throughout that. And I think it truly comes down to knowing who you are and ultimately, you know, having gratitude, being grateful. You know, I've always been grateful. My grandmother always taught me that, to be grateful for what you have. And so, you know, I think that's really what it comes down to.
Hey, all the best to Ja Morant. Forget basketball. I hope whatever he's going through all his stupid mistakes and these posts, hope he gets better. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to one of the greatest boxers that we have ever seen, Andre Ward. I'm going to ask him about Ja Morant. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, and right now we're being joined by, this is not an exaggeration, he's one of the greatest boxers ever, retired with a record of 32-0, won an Olympic gold medal back in 2004, something American hasn't done, beating people up, getting them belts and the titles at super middleweight, light heavyweight, and now he has a documentary coming out on Showtime. June 2nd, we're going to talk about it. It's my main man, Andre Ward. Andre, how are you, brother?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm happy to be on with you, man. It's been a minute since we talked.
It's been quite some time. I think the last time we connected was in New York City in Damon John's office. So here we are, man. Good to see you.
Yes, sir.
A lot has happened since then. You're not in the ring anymore. I want people to go ahead and check out the documentary on June 2nd. It really encompasses your entire life up until now. But I'll start here. And we saw a few of the things that you're up to right now at the end of the doc. What occupies a lot of your time right now that you're not in the ring?
Obviously, my family. You know, my family has always been, you know, top priority for me, even when I was active. You know, me and my wife, we're licensed ministers at our church. So I'm a youth pastor at my church. And, you know, business. You know, I love business. I love the marketplace. You know, whether it's assessing different business opportunities or jumping into business opportunity. I mean, people don't realize that for a professional athlete, you know, just even having a financial portfolio, like that's a full-time job, just making sure you know, you dotting the I's and crossing the T's and just making sure your business is handled. And then obviously just projects like this, man, I feel like, you know, I got it. My hidden talent is writing. You know, it's painstaking. It's a lot of work, but I feel like I got a bug to write. So I love to write. I love to create. And I love to storytell. So that's also occupying my time.
SOG, the Book Award coming out on Showtime June 2nd. Why now? Why at this moment did you want to go ahead and tell this story?
Well, this is really seven years in the making, you know, but I got to the point where I wanted to start to curate and create my story because it was just time. You know, when I first came into the pro ranks, excuse me, toward the end of my amateur career, heading into the pro ranks in 2004, when the world first got wind of me, you know, I was fresh off the streets. I just gave my life back to God and I was trying to figure things out. And I'm also an 80s baby. You know, I was raised to, we don't share our personal business. And it's not, you know, it's more just out of respect. Like, that's family business. So that was my mindset going in. Plus, I wasn't ready. You know, things were still fresh. You know, I didn't know if I had permission to tell my mother's story. My father had passed and didn't know how to reconcile that. But you get to a place as you get older and you get more mature where I started to feel like it would be selfish to not share my struggles and what I've overcome in hopes to try to help somebody.
Andre Ward is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. You talk about your past, and there's a lot in the documentary in detail that you just go, well, damn, I didn't know that took place or happened with Andre. And we see it today with so many athletes, even the situation now with Ja Morant. We've seen what's taken place over the past several months. Earlier in the day, we found out he's putting up these cryptic posts and messages on social media. What advice would you give to him? Because we see the media and just the world, especially when you're public, can chew you up and spit you out.
Man, it's a lot. And I don't know Ja's situation, you know, in detail, obviously. But, you know, it's tough when a young man gets thrust on the world stage like that and gets that kind of money tossed to him, you know, relatively overnight, considering a person's lifespan and how long it takes for some people to build a fortune, even though I know he's been working since a kid. But to be able to get that kind of stuff overnight, it's tough, man. People don't understand it. Doesn't justify what he's done or how he's moving, but it does give some perspective and some understanding. I think a couple of things, Ja just needs to be honest with himself. You know, how did I get here? Why did I do this? Am I trying to portray an image? Am I looking to, is the money gassing me up to make me feel like I'm somebody that I'm not? And from there, you know, Ja just has to hopefully get to a place where he understands he's not, you know, he ain't no street thug. He ain't no street dude. You know what I mean? Ja's a guy that he's a basketball player. And for most elite athletes, they didn't have time to be in the streets and to really be out there like that. So he needs to really accept that and embrace that and be comfortable in his own skin. Man, he's in a tremendous position, not just financially, but from an influence standpoint. Like, it's real kids that are looking to him and that hinge on his every word. That's a big responsibility, man. And to whom much is given, much is required. So just understand the blessing that you have in your hand and realize that, bro, you can lose it. You can lose it.
One of the greatest boxers of all time, Andre Ward, is joining us. Documentary drops on Showtime June 2nd. One thing that you were never shy about was even portraying something that you weren't. We know boxing, I always say a lot of times, it's like a circus. You pitch up the tent, you got to have a barker outside to attract the people inside. That's something that you never did throughout the course of your career. And we see that formula set up to generate and make money even to this day. How do you feel about how you promoted yourself and just the current state of boxing, the pushing, the shoving, the cursing, the flamboyance? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't knock what some of these guys are doing. It just wasn't for me. And I think people get it twisted, right? Like, they look and say, oh, you could have been a bigger star. It's like, nah, I got what I was supposed to get with who I was. And, you know, I think for me personally, as a young African-American man, like, coming into the sport, unfortunately for boxing, and they don't want to talk about it. We don't want to address it, but there's a stereotype. You're not exciting until you perform for us a certain kind of way outside this ring. And if you don't do that, you're considered boring. Your family life, we don't want to hear about that. What you overcame, we don't want to hear about that. Who you try, you know, being, they call it squeaky clean. It's not about being squeaky clean. You see in this documentary, my life ain't squeaky clean, but I also am representing God. I'm representing my family, and I'm trying to build something that lasts beyond this sport. And if I give y'all who you want me to be, there is no life after this sport. I made all my money in this sport, and nobody's going to want to be aligned with me or do business with me after that. So I get it, man. I understand. I'm not ignorant to how guys sell tickets and become more popular, but I just had a better understanding coming into the sport. I had Verge in my ear, my dad when he was living, and I just kind of knew that, man, this stuff is fickle. And then when I started hitting some bumpy roads early in my career, getting knocked down, then, you know, the lawsuit period, you start seeing like, man, this stuff, man, these same people that want me to crash out and perform for them and dance for them and do certain things that they want me to do, they'll switch up on me quickly. I'm talking about like overnight, if they see or hear something that they don't like, I can't live for them. My career is not ultimately for them. Let me keep my priorities in order. So that's just a long way to say, man, I understood what I wanted to be, who I wanted to be. It don't mean that I didn't ponder doing the other stuff. I didn't think about it, but it's futile. It's fickle. And at the end of the day, that's not what I want to be remembered for.
Andre Ward is here with us, CBS Sports Radio. Man, you stepped away. Perfect record. 2017, it feels like yesterday you were just still beating up on Kovalev. You know, watching the documentary even taking me back to the Super Six, I remember being super hyped about that. All of that feels like yesterday. Yeah, there was one fight. If there was one fight to come back from, I think I read or saw correctly, it might have been against Canelo. You were waiting for a call out, but it never came, no?
Yeah, and it wasn't like I was waiting, like, oh, if he doesn't, I'm coming back. But when you retire, man, especially as an athlete, the fire doesn't die, the drive doesn't die, and you are retired, but there's still that thing in you that's like, man, you never know, man, the right situation falls in place. So that's what I meant by that. You know, there was a common opponent there, and it would have been interesting if he would have said my name. I don't know how it would have worked out, but it would have been very, very interesting.
Well, we see this from folks in later stages in life. You were 2017, 33 at that point in time. We see Tom Brady has walked away in his 40s. We see LeBron James, whether he's going to do it or not, we see him at least openly saying, yeah, I'm towards the end of the line. How difficult was that decision for you at that moment, especially being your age?
I think what people don't realize, and I talk about this with the book, which is, you know, probably going to be later this year, top of next year. I really wanted to be retired like a couple of years before I did. You know, I've been doing it since I've been 9 years old. And I was one of them guys that really jumped head first in. And I had moments, you know, and you'll hear about this. I mean, you see it in the doc where, you know, I was just tired of boxing as a teenager and I just wanted to be a kid. But It's a heavy, heavy grind, man. And not the fights are grueling, but really the preparation for me, the running, the sparring, the lifting weights, all the stuff. And you just want your freedom back, man. You just want to be normal. And there were times where I wanted to stop and walk away, and it just wasn't time. And, you know, I thought I was going to be done again after Kovalev won. You know, you just start looking at, you give your all, and this is the response you get. It's never enough. The goalpost keeps getting moved. First, y'all thought he was going to knock me out. I get off the canvas, show the heart of a champion. It's still not enough. And I had a very difficult camp, as I detailed in the documentary about my knee and just how that fight was almost canceled multiple times. All of that stuff was weighing on me after that first fight. I went and talked to my pastor, and he said, man, Drew, I think you could do one more. I did the one more. And then at that time, I knew it was time. Not easy, but what's really hard is after you officially retire, staying retired. That's the real fight. Like, it's one level to say, man, let me bring myself to announce this to the world. It's something totally different to remain retired, to continue to say no on a day-to-day basis, to continue to push the money away, and to have to answer the question in public pretty much every day, are you coming back? I know you just holding out for more money. Come on now, you coming back? Man, you left too soon. That's really the tough part.
I'm certain that it is. When you think about all of your accomplishments in the ring, what are you most proud of? Is there a moment that stands out to you where you go, damn, I really did that?
Couple things. I would say the way I stood up for myself in business. right? Like me and Jay, we've had some run-ins, you know, really like two in our whole time together.
I'm talking about Jay Prince.
Jay Prince, yeah. And it was about contracts and money and different things like that. And then obviously the well-publicized dispute with Dan Goosen. Those are my proudest moments. Not from the standpoint of just being in a fight, but just the fact that I was able to stand up for myself. And people don't always get it. People got their opinion. Oh, you did. They don't know. They're not in the back rooms. They're not in the meetings. But just knowing that, man, I fought for myself. And when my career is over, I can look back with no regrets from a business standpoint, from a financial standpoint, because that's really hard to live with, to know like, man, I understand now, but it's too late. My windows passed me up and I didn't get what I was supposed to get. I didn't make what I was supposed to make. Or man, I see now where maybe something, what the contract wasn't right. So I just think those moments, man, just having real conversations with those men. Unfortunately, they went to, you know, the courtroom, but just being willing to do that, I'm extremely proud of myself. And the second thing is just maxing out from a physical standpoint and not cheating myself. You know, I left no money on the table. And in this business, in the sport of boxing, you continue to make more money when you win. If you lose, your minimums, the minimum amount of money that you're owed in a contract year is renegotiated. So, hey, I'm due $1 million for my next. We got to give you $650. You lost your last fight. I didn't leave no money on the table. And I don't have those kind of regrets. The drive is still there. I miss it. Man, you start formulating a path to maybe one more, maybe two more. But outside of that, I don't have any regrets. I literally gave it all I had.
Andre Ward here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. We just also learned, and let's see if it comes to fruition. You want to talk about fights that may or may not happen. Crawford and Spence, I feel like we've been waiting on this for a long, long time. What are your thoughts on that fight taking place and what we might see in that ring?
Well, before I answer that, you know, I know this fight is taking a long time and I don't know everything about the negotiation, but what I do know, I'm proud of both guys, man, for the way they handled that. You know, you're dealing with public pressure. The public wants to fight like yesterday, but they don't understand a fight of that magnitude. There's so many buckets. There's so many streams of income. There is disputes and arguments or just negotiations about the split and where the money's going. It takes time to take the cover off of all those streams of income, know where the money's going, and make sure that your money is handled right. Because what's the public going to do if these guys give us the fight maybe prematurely from a business standpoint, and then some guy comes out later and said, man, I didn't get what I was supposed to get. Oh, you're stupid. Oh, you didn't take care of your business. So these guys, this took a while. It wasn't because nobody was scared. They had to make sure their business was handled. That's the first fight. So now that that's done, the fight itself is here and it's coming at the right time. Man, this is a pick'em fight if we've ever had one. Both of these guys are my brothers. I stay out the politics in terms of, oh, he gonna beat him, this one. It's one of them fights, man, where you got to show up on a night and you got to execute. And just like I knew Haney Loma was going to be back and forth, ebbs and flows, this fight's going to be the same. I don't think either guy has no real animus, but they're both extremely competitive. I think they both know that they're on the back end of their career. And this is going to be one of the ones for the ages. And I think we could probably safely say we at least got two fights, maybe three out of this situation, because there's a mandatory rematch clause for both guys. I can't see a scenario, unless somebody just gets, even if they get blown out, which I don't see that happening, where the other guy's not going to want to try to get that get back. So we may have Absolutely. Two to three fights on our hands. And I'm going to also say this may be the last time we see both of these guys. Like these three camps, two camps, one that they got coming up between their contract situation and the fights they're going to have, I can't see them going much longer beyond the two fights or trilogy that they may have at the end of the day.
Yeah, this is probably the mountaintop for both of them. Andre Ward is joining us here, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. As we start to wrap things up, I can't ignore, and the people listening, they may not be able to see it. You got the Jordan on the chest. Michael Jordan. Man, the Jordan brand doesn't really get into boxing. We know it's associated with basketball. It's grown in the NBA. You'll see it on the Celtics jersey, which is crazy to me. What was that like when you first found out that this guy named Michael Jordan said, oh, man, I need that guy as a part of Jordan brand? This was years ago.
Yeah, this was when I was coming out the Olympics, 2004. And you couldn't believe it, you know. And Jeff Freed, who was an attorney of mine at the time, he was instrumental in putting that together with Larry Miller. And you see it in the doc where, you know, Jordan calls Larry. Once you look at this guy, Andre Ward, and Larry's like, man, I'm already ahead of you. We already got him on our radar. Very, very exclusive group of athletes, even the basketball guys that they signed, but more specifically the boxers. There's just, like, you can count the boxers on one hand that they signed. Man, it's just a privilege and an honor. You can't believe that you're associated with that kind of brand. And Jordan, man, they spoil their athletes. I mean, they spoil their athletes with gear, with clothes. Because that's like when we went and did the interview with Mike, the crew that we were with, I went to Charlotte, to the Charlotte facility where the team practices. And I'm looking around and I'm telling everybody, I'm like, look, man, that the Jordan aura, like, that thing is real. And you're going to feel it when he comes in the room. I said, and I started looking around at everybody's shoes. Dang, bro, you got Adidas on. I said, Mike is going to call you out about them. Adidas. He said, man, come on. I said, I'm just telling you. They don't play about this stuff. Mike came in. How y'all doing? How you doing? Man, your friend need to get some new shoes, man. We're going to get them hooked up, though. That thing is serious. But that's why they spoil you, and that's why they give you so much stuff, because they not only want you decked out in the gear, but everybody around you, they want to make sure they're good, too.
Andre Ward here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show. Man, you done built your own legacy. You done built your own brand. When you think about what you've done, what you have coming forward, what you have with your family, your sons, everybody, what do you want the final word to be when it's all said and done? Hopefully a long time from now about Andre Ward.
Well, man, I know anything you do, man, it's going to be a lot that's said. But I hope my legacy is more felt than heard. You know what I mean? I hope that my life, my career can be somewhat of a blueprint. And that's what I want. I want it to be somewhat of a blueprint, because in this sport, man, we don't have a lot of good blueprints. We got managers in your ear telling you what you should, shouldn't do, how you should act. You got promoters, you got networks giving their opinions, but we don't have a lot of guys who did it that we can point to and say, I like what he did, man. I think I can do it that way. And I just hope that they can pull something from it. I hope that they can pull something from it. I hope it could be some form of an example. And, you know, I feel like I have represented the sport well. I will continue to try to represent the sport well. And the greatest part about my legacy for me is when the phone rings and it's the young fighters picking up the phone to call, whether it's about business, whether it's about life, whether it's about boxing. That's what the media doesn't see. That's what the media don't understand. That's real impact. And I'm grateful for that, man. That lets me know I might have done something right. A little something.
I hear that. I think you've done a lot right. I've been hyping it up. You tell everybody about the documentary when it drops.
June 2nd on Showtime. It premieres, man. You don't want to miss it. You know, this is not just for me to frame or make myself look a certain way. You're gonna have some eyebrow raising, you know, takeaways for sure. But this, hopefully my life is something you can pull from, learn from, whether it's the mistakes or whether it's the things that I overcame, my mother overcame, my father overcame. Our story, my story, is a story of redemption, a story of overcoming. And I hope that by tuning in, that somebody can find some courage, strength, and some wisdom to do the same.
Oakland's own, one of the greatest boxers of all time, Andre Ward. He's been joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're such a man of the people. You take more calls than any sports personality I've ever known. And to take words out of your mouth, pardon me, we appreciate you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, I take a lot of calls. Man, that was a good call we took last break. Thank you so much. Boxing Hall of Famer, gold medalist,
entrepreneur, got a documentary coming out. Thank you to Andre Ward for joining us. Just an excellent perspective on the current world of sports. He had some words for Ja Morant. He talked about retirement. He talked about, you know, getting out of the game before the game got him out. And just always a pleasure to talk to. If you missed the interview with Andre Ward, you don't have to be a boxing fan. Just go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and take a listen. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. At the top of the hour, I'm going to deliver to you a new top six list. I think it's appropriate for everything going on in the world. We certainly want Ja Morant to bounce back after he has some time away. But I'm going to give you a top six list of active athletes who've been able to turn their careers around. They have been able to bounce back. But right now, let's bounce to the phone lines. Let's go to California, where Andre Ward is from, representing Oakland. But let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
That interview was just, it blew me away, JR. I mean, I've always been an Andre Ward fan, but, you know, I didn't know all these details, man. You get the best out of everybody, and it just touched my heart, man. And that dude's the GOAT. I mean, there's no question. I can't wait for that documentary. But
yeah, it's next Friday, June 2nd, and I've seen the documentary. And I I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know everything about everybody because I don't. But there were things that he revealed from his dad. I had no idea his dad boxed to the extent of, I don't want to say a criminal history. You think about Andre Ward and you think squeaky clean. No.
Right.
There was a point in time where Andre Ward was selling drugs, and he goes into detail, especially the moment where he decided to quit. It's pretty graphic detail. So there's a lot that he opened up about, and it's pretty amazing what he's made his life into being. And in boxing, as he said, is so crazy. You become a boxer, you got to fight your way in, and then even if you have success, in 99.9% of cases, you get beat out of the game of boxing. They beat Right. you down until they beat you out. He left. And if you can't tell, he's doing pretty damn well for himself. So it's pretty good. Check the doc out. You'll enjoy it, Chris. Thank you, man.
Hey, hold on. Hey, JR, can I tell you this
Yes.
one other thing real fast?
You sure can.
Okay, so I moved back to New York in like 85. You know, my uncle's a retired cop. He's still around NYPD. I know you're a New York guy, man. I could tell the first time I heard you, man. And I got a feeling you know those playgrounds too, man, with some ball. I just got that feeling. Anyway,
you want to talk about the cage or West 4th Street? What do you
You know what? I never stepped into the cage, my friend, but I did step off the subway and walked by, and I just kept on walking. I walked real slowly, and I saw dudes throwing elbows. I mean, I could have sworn this one dude was Anthony Mason. This is like 87 or something.
Oh,
I don't know,
they
man.
Played. Oh, no.
I mean,
they played out in the cage. Absolutely, yes.
I mean, I saw left elbow, right elbow, left, and I'm like, then when I saw him play from this, I'm like, oh, I know, he's ambidextrous. I know where he got that from, the cage, throwing them elbows. Anyway, this dude, Freddie Red Cochran, was my super in 1987. And I'm like, who are you, dude? He's like, yeah, I was a former welterweight champion of the world. I'm like, okay, sir, yeah. Yeah, can you get that mouse out of here? You know, he's like laughing at me. I'm like, hey, sorry, dude, I'm from Sherman Oaks, California. I don't like mice, okay, sorry. And he's all laughing at me. I'm like, he gets rid of it. And then he goes, yeah, see, you're quite a sportsman. I got all, you know, got the Lakers Celtics game on. I got all these sports encyclopedias around. And he goes, I'm serious. Here's my business card.
Yeah.
And I called my uncle, and he's like, yeah, we used to gather around the radio and listen to his fights. He was like, champion. And then I called Art Rush Jr. I'm sure, obviously, you know.
Yes, New York. Yes, legend. Yes, WABC. One of the godfathers
WABC,
for sports
brother.
Radio. Yes.
So I called up Art. I'm like, hey, Art, I mean, my uncle confirmed it. The guy gave me his card. You know, I'm out there a little bit, man. Smoke too much weed or something. Can you tell me anything about this dude, Freddie Red Cochran? And Art Rush Jr., the GOAT, went into a rant.
Yeah.
I mean, not a rant. He just, Freddie Red Cochran, 1940, 1942, welterweight champion of the world, inducted into whatever, the Army, the Navy, lost the belt, came back, Fritzy Zivic, blah, blah. And I'm just, like, blown away. Art Rush Jr., unbelievable. So then I'm like totally into Freddie Red Cochran. So I'm like, all of a sudden I got all these maintenance problems. You know, hey,
just to have the conversations.
We're beer drinking buddies then. And, you know, I'm like, Freddie, how are you welterweight champion of the world with 38 losses? He's like, hey, come on, man. It was back in the day. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, okay.
All
man.
Did,
anyway.
All he did is fight. Nah, it's a tough sport to be involved in. And I learned a long time ago, hanging around boxers, is that it's true. You can play basketball, you can play hockey, you can play tennis. You do not play boxing. And
people don't know boxing, man. They just don't know boxing. It's just
Thank you, Chris.
Freddie passed away of basically alcoholism. He made it to 75, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
God rest his soul, Freddie Red Cochran.
Well, thank you, Chris. Appreciate you for calling from Cali, man.
Thank you, my brother.
No doubt about it. No, you do not play boxing. And even for some of the all-time greats, we had George Foreman on here a few weeks ago. And I've been fortunate enough to have spoken and met so many legends in the world of boxing. So, you know, from Andre Ward to Roy Jones to Foreman. And it goes on and on and on. Manny Pacquiao. It just, even when a lot of these dudes get older, Evander Holyfield, it can become difficult. Like to let go. I mean, Roy Jones Jr. is still doing celebrity boxing matches right now. It's like, what are we doing here? You know, just it's a tough thing to do. I encourage you to watch the documentary. It's not even just a boxing documentary. It's about sports and how you can screw up and how the world is ready to tear you apart and the media's position in a lot of it, and the family backgrounds. It's tough. And there's not the same type of structure that exists in boxing. A lot of the pitfalls can be a whole hell of a lot worse. There's no safety net, no union, like a lot of these other sports that people participate in. And so if you're boxing in the first place, you're probably doing it out of necessity. And it's a hard way up. It'll be a hard way down. Thank you so much to Andre Ward for joining us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. On the other side of the break, I'm going to give you a top six list. It's going to be about athletes who have bounced back from difficult circumstances. Don't move. A top six on the other side. CBS Sports Radio.
Is your home ready for summer? Beat the heat with Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale, happening now. Save 45% on selected products, plus doorbusters. Buying custom window treatments doesn't have to be complicated or break the bank. With Blinds.com, you never have to sacrifice when it comes to style, service, or selection. We have everything from Roman and roller shades to shutters, curtains, and more. Plus outdoor shades to keep you cool all summer long. No showroom? No problem. Our design experts are here to help, and we ship samples directly to you. Fast and free. Need assistance with measuring and installation? We've got you covered there, too. No need for an in-home consultation just to get a quote. You can always count on upfront pricing right on our website. And you can always rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale now and save 45% on selected products. Plus doorbusters. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Health One Healthcare System is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only six organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
Attention listeners,
I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for, oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.